All right, interpreting main effects. Because we have interactions, and because two of those kinds of interactions involve pointies that aren't the same, right? This is the only interaction pattern that has pointies the same. Computer's better than paper everywhere we look. That one's easy. But here and here, there's more to the story. When we start talking about main effects, we have to be careful. Whenever we have an interaction, we have to very carefully check if our main effect is descriptive or misleading. This is the most common kind of statistical lie. I feed you a main effect that's not descriptive and don't tell you that it's not descriptive. I tell you overall, this group does better than that group, ignoring the fact that I can find sometimes where this group does better than that group. I can find other occasions when they're equivalent, and I can find you other occasions where the effect is backwards. I just don't fucking tell you. Lying with main effects is the most common statistical lie on the planet. You would be shocked. Well, you will start to be shocked because you'll start asking, wait. Everywhere? All the time? All conditions? There's not any that it doesn't matter? There's not any that are backwards? And you start giving the world this look. And if you get the data, you're going to find out they were lying to you. Ask for those data. Ask for the factorial design. Ask for the interaction information. All right. Main effects are about marginal means. So if I'm going to look at the main effect of task presentation, I need one number for everybody in paper, which is 60. The average of 80 and 40, those who are easy and hard, is 60. So on average, people in paper got 60. On average, people in computer got 80. So the marginal means that I will use to look at the main effect of task presentation are 60 and 80, right? Are 60 and 80 different? Is there a main effect of task presentation? Overall, looking at the marginal means, who does better? Computer. Awesome. But nagging in the back of our mind immediately is this memory that, well, we have an interaction here. So because I have an interaction, I have to check. Does the pattern of the main effect match the corresponding simple effects? Does computer do better than paper for hard tasks? Does computer do better than paper for easy tasks? So is the main effect statement that overall computer does better than paper descriptive or potentially misleading? Just for the data we have. We're not responsible for shit we didn't run. Descriptive or misleading? Awesome. Marginal mean for paper, 65. Marginal mean for computer, 80. Are the marginal means for paper and computer different? Are the two numbers different? I'll let you know when it's a trick question, okay? Let's make an arrangement here. I'll let you know when it's a trick question. Are the marginal means different?
Yes.
Is there a main effect for task presentation? Who does better overall, on average, for the main effect? Computer. But we know there's an interaction. So we have to check if the main effect pattern matches the corresponding simple effect patterns. Do we also find that computer does better than paper for hard tasks? Do we also find the computer does better than paper for easy tasks? So is the statement that overall computer does better than paper based on the marginal means descriptive or potentially misleading? That's it. All right? Now you might say to yourself, come on, it's only a little lie. I mean, computer does better than paper for hard, and for easy, they're equal. So if I say computer's better than paper, I'm giving decent advice. Sometimes it's a scooch unnecessary, but I'm not really lying. All right, look here. Look at the marginal means of 50 and 65. Are the marginal means for paper and computer different? Is there a main effect for task presentation? But we have an interaction, so we must be suspicious and we must check. Is this really about being suspicious, Cal? Is this really about wondering what we haven't been told? Fuck yeah. That's what this whole semester's been about, hasn't it? Trying to know how to take a design apart so you know how the study was really run and whether we think it's well done or not. Looking at statistical results and worrying what the error might be. Worrying what the effect might be. Setting up for the next study so the next study's better and cleaner. This is all about structured skepticism. You tell me computer's better than paper. Is that true for hard tasks? Is that true for easy tasks? So is the main effect descriptive or misleading? How are we doing? All right. This is the hardest idea of the day. And the reason I say it's a hard idea is that it is forgotten a frightening amount of the time. When I say it's hard, I don't mean it's hard for rookies learning it the first time. I don't mean it's hard for the kids in the 400 level class or the 900 level class. I mean this shit is hard. People forget this all the time. When we take the 400 level classes to conferences to present their research projects at conferences, we often have a scavenger hunt to find out how many of the presented studies have this mistake in them. And it's as high as 40%. Obviously, I don't want you to fuck this up. So here we go. Look at the marginal means. 65 and 65. Are 65 and 65 different? So is there a main effect for task presentation? No. I'll tell you when the trick question is. Play along. Up until now, a null has always meant, we're done. We got a null. There's no difference. Kill. No difference, and we go on to the next thing. When the null that you're talking about is a main effect in a factorial design, you're not done. Because here's the phrase I want you to remember forever. Null main effects can be misleading. Null main effects can be misleading. Let's play. You just told me there's no overall effect for task presentation. The marginal means aren't different, right? Well, is there an effect of task presentation for hard tasks? Yeah, who does better? Is there a simple effect of task presentation for easy tasks? Who does better? So is that main effect that there is no task presentation effect descriptive or misleading? How are we doing? This is the kind of thing you want to know. If I tell you, on average, between these groups, there's no difference. What you're thinking is, there's never a difference anywhere. That each other situation that we look at, no. Offsetting effects that average up to a null is not the same as no difference. Because, if I'm that kind of bastard, I can stack what task difficulty effects I use to get offsets that add up to nothing. If I add another condition and I call it medium, but it's awful close to hard and I get the same pattern, now it's going to look like computer's better on average. But if I call it medium, but it's really close to easy, then I get that overall. You have to want to see the whole data pattern. Factorial designs are what sits underneath all of this stuff. We have to ask, every time we're told an effect, we have to say to ourselves, all right, that's the main effect, but what's the rest of the story?